rise to join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Warren County Board of Supervisors. Meeting Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. No June primary to report on, but now we're just starting preparations for the general election in November. So it's from one to the next. And I believe the, we haven't heard everything yet, but it sounds like the House, Iowa State House, kind of backed off on what some of the Iowa Senate was trying to pass on a bunch of new election laws. We still got some in there, but not as bad as what the Senate was trying to pass. Anyway, I'm sure I'll be updated on those soon, so.
Sure you will.
Anyway, that's all I have to report.
Thank you. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, trying to get some projects rolling with some conversion of data, especially with the county attorney's office, but other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
Thank you. Rodney Buesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. I have a couple agenda items. Other than that, we're keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Things are moving along. Dry weather's let things keep moving. Iowa City Road was, we were kind of looking at opening next week. Sounds like maybe late this week now. So it's come along well. Depends on a subcontractor, whether they get in there as soon as, well, earlier than they had originally planned or not. Gear Avenue's come along. They have one more concrete pour. I would suspect that's probably early to mid next week that'll happen. And then of course there's a couple weeks at least of some dirt work and touch up and stuff like that. Bridges are moving along. This is kind of the process where you can walk down there a couple days in a row and not feel like you see any progress, but they are working at it. So that's moving. Upper Flint, I would guess, will probably be the last week of June, if I had to guess, for closure and work starting. And time will tell as we get a little closer to that. And then I wanted to mention, Mr. Carey had said something a couple weeks ago to me about a concern on Big Hollow Road, about a passing zone and such. And I think the extra use perhaps this year is maybe, we've had no concerns, no complaints, no anything in the 8 to 10 years since that road's been paved. And so there's a 400 plus foot passing zone near our house up there. And it was intentionally placed there because as you leave Big Hollow, there's a no passing zone until you get out of the park and pass the first intersection, which is the gravel road. And then we wanted to give people a chance to pass in case you're stuck behind a boat or whatever it is you're stuck behind. Well, somebody expressed some concerns. I took a look at it. There's no sight distance issues. We don't have a history there at all of accidents or complaints. So we're not gonna make any changes right now. But we will keep an eye on it. And if we start to see more evidence of a long-term concern, which I don't see right at the moment, we'll just leave things as they are. If we see something else, we'll adjust accordingly. So I wanted to let you know I did take a look at that, and I think that's the proper solution for right at the moment. It's really not any different of a situation than we have in probably almost hundreds of spots in the county. There's passing zones in front of houses all over the county, and so people still have to drive according to the rules of the road and pay attention to what they're doing.
Well, this individual sent a letter, you know, and had a map drawn out and everything, so it wasn't their concern, so I will get back with them myself.
Okay. And I can too if you want me to, but I just want you to know I took a look at it, and like I said, right now I'm glad they mentioned it. We will certainly keep an eye on it, but as of right now, and I do think it's, you know, maybe there's some new people out there that just aren't familiar with the overall surroundings too, perhaps. I know that they're busier at Big Hollow than they have been. So Other than that, a lot of stuff going on, but that gets you kind of caught up. All the pavement markings got done. I think that was finally finished up last week in the county. So things are moving.
So thank you, Brian. Krista Pogamiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to keep busy at Public Health. We've opened up our offices to services and walk-in service as well. We have people come in for our immunization clinics, and we have them register and take a number, and then we take their telephone number and have them wait in the car. So we are social distancing since our, you know, our front office is kind of small, but our STD clinics are also up and running on Mondays and Wednesdays, so we have everything back. The office is open that way. Currently, the count for the county is 66. And,
I see them back down.
It went back down for another one. I knew you were going to notice that. Yep. We are down one more. I think that now that, you know, obviously IDPH was overwhelmed with the number of cases that came through, and I think as they're working on their system, they're actually starting to make sure the numbers are a little more accurate, and so that probably is where we needed to be at. So, we've had not had any new cases for a little while, and hopefully we continue to flatten the curve, and always continue to appreciate everything the community is doing, our healthcare partners, as well as, you know, the residents of the county to prevent the spread of COVID.
I see there's 61 recovered.
Yes. Yes. That's good numbers. We have very few right now that we're really working on. So most of our people have recovered, and we've done all the contact tracing, and like I said, hopefully we continue on this path. And
I see the state numbers are going down too after they haven't sent that strike force to the place of outbreak. So that's good news. Okay, I hope it stays that way.
I agree.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. We had our governing board meeting last Wednesday over Zoom, and we got the final contracts renewed for July 1, so all the contracts have gone through the governing board that were from this past year to the next year. We have a couple other providers that will be working with for new contracts in this next year. We have a rule that you don't have to have a contract if you don't serve six people continuously. That's what our rule's been. And so we've had a couple of providers that serve a few people here and there that don't have contracts. But now we're kind of changing our rule. And if you receive so many dollars from the region, or you have so many people that you serve, then we're going to start requiring contracts. So that's going to kind of change for a couple of these providers that have worked with us for a couple of years. I think we're going to start pursuing contracts for them. So a couple new contracts coming up probably in the new year. That's about all I have for now.
Okay. I apologize. I should have done this. The COVID will be gone by the time I use this. For the people watching online, if you have any questions or comments you would like to make, you can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Who have we got online?
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our summer camp sign-up open today. We will be opening trying to modify some of our new center.
Chris, are you on speaker?
It's hard to hear. Any better?
That's a little better.
That's a little better, I think.
Okay. We're hosting summer camps through our nature center. Cleaning up is open as of today. We've cut back capacity, the number of camps. We're doing camps a little differently. This year is simply to accommodate the issues we need to put in place for COVID-19. But those camps are open. Sign up is done online. On our website, both the One County Conservation and Our parks are staying pretty busy. Great weather, very busy. Trails, the same as parks. Stay very, very busy. So we're trying to stay on top of that, keep up with maintenance. Our lead park ranger, so we leave him for the first one. So we do have a park ranger that's open right now.
Okay, thank you. We need to work on your, if you're using a different speaker or whatever, most of that was lost, at least to me.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm in my office for the first time since we started doing this online gig.
You're still lost.
You guys come in and out to do that.
Okay, thank you. If the press has any questions for him, you've got his phone number. Who else have we got?
Doug Irvine, Des Moines County Jail.
Doug Irvine.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, everybody. Everything is running along smooth at the jail. Our population's 72 this morning, which is manageable. The good news is the prisons have accepted their inmates now. The state threw together something real quick on getting those back in. And for as quick as they made their policies and that, everything's working really smooth. And what they're requiring is every inmate going there to get tested for COVID. And they're supplying all the tests and the analysis of that test. Everything's worked smoothly. So from the start to getting them there, it's ranging about a week. So that's not bad at all. Other than that, everything's running as scheduled. One question that I've been getting a lot is when we're going to start our public fingerprinting, and I plan on doing that, opening up July 1st. Right now, we're just fingerprinting for law enforcement applications, as well as we're still printing nursing certifications. So I hope to get everything up and going July 1st. Other than that, everything's going great.
Thank you, Doug. What if you have a prisoner that tests positive? Does the state want him then?
It's not streamlined that they test positive. They will not accept anybody testing positive at this time.
Okay.
Hey, Doug, how many of them have you got getting ready to transfer up to Oakdale then?
We've transferred 9 so far since this has been going on within the last 2 weeks. So we only have one's going today, and we have one more awaiting. So, like I say, the prison system's worked very well, that system has.
And then it's my understanding that nurses can get their fingerprints done before July the 1st for nursing?
Yeah, we've been doing that the whole time. So we went to SEC actually a couple weeks ago and printed 80 going through their classes just in hopes of getting them out in the field.
Okay, thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Yes.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Good morning. I don't really have anything significant today, nothing on the agenda. I will note that we do have a zoning commission meeting scheduled for this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. I was talking recently about the issue that arose with the state legislation regarding county zoning commissions. However, we still have a quorum plus one with five of the 7 members. We do have a subdivision that was submitted to us recently for consideration. So that's we're going to go ahead with that. We'll also have a little bit of discussion about the long-term plans for subdivision and zoning review specifically. It sounds like I mean, you were involved in this time, but there was the discussion with one of the legislators that was involved with that initial amendment was working to try to put through a further adjustment to the language that would help our communities here in Des Moines County with people who live further outside the 2 mile area. But I'm not really sure what the timing of that is gonna look like, if that's even possible. So we're gonna discuss that with the commission as well, about how we wanna handle things long term, if we think it's make some sort of change at this point, or if we want to just keep ahead as previous. So apart from that, I don't have anything significant to mention.
Thanks, Jared. I had my hopes up for a little while about that too, but I think they got timed out.
Yeah, it was too much little time there. Yeah.
I guess I would probably thank Dave Kerr. He was the one that contacted the guy and had the guy get a hold of me. And after Zach and I got him on the phone and explained the situation to him, he got it. He emailed me a few days later and said he understood it. He was trying to find a place to put the language in. I imagine they got timed out. So.
I saw those emails. I appreciated them. His effort, regardless of whether it was able to find success this time or not, it was at least able to make an attempt.
Thank you.
Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court, excuse me.
Good morning, everyone. We're busy here too, just trying to get done with our list of compliance items so that Chief Judge Brown can sign off on that, and then we submit it to state court and then they sign off on it. So hopefully we can get my offices open sooner than later. I just have a few items left on that list, and hopefully it'll be soon. I can't give you a definite date because it has to pass through a few folks, but we're definitely working on it.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Good luck.
Thanks, we're close.
We're all pulling for you.
Other than what we were, so.
Thank you.
Janelle Nelly Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nelly Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning, everyone. Just continue to be busy with several, constantly busy with motor vehicle transactions. The other thing we're waiting on is to see if or when our 99 counties will have our annual tax sale. With the proclamation, we're waiting to see if it's allowed to expire on June 25th or if it's extended, because with that proclamation, a lot of the process for the tax sale as far as delinquent notices or notice of tax sale publication was suspended. So, and one other thing, I just want to remind everyone that the proclamation ends on June 25th, so the 1.5% interest on the second half of the March installment will start on March 26th. But other than that, we just continue to be extremely busy, and that's all I have to report.
Thank you, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning, everyone. We're just plodding along, waiting for Jackie to get all her work done. We're working on and have been meeting and signed a contract with CarPal, which is our new data management system. We got word that we will be able to get that installed in October before the contract is up on our other data management system. Just getting ready for that, teaching old dogs, new tricks about trying to do things paperless. We're going to try to start getting into those rhythms before CarPal. And so, yeah, we're just getting ready for that. Then my administrative assistant and I are also starting to work on getting ideas, meeting with our counties with their occupational systems in the courtroom. So we can get started with that project as well.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa Hazel, Des Moines County Reporter.
Lisa Hazel, Des Moines County Recorder.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. Good morning. Well, I don't see anybody, so I would need a comment then. We've been keeping busy. We've been getting a lot more electronic e-submissions, and with the mortgage interest rates being low, we've been quite busy with the mortgages. DNR, we've been busy with the boat and ATV renewals and new boats and that. So we're down a part-time person, and we've had a couple other people who were gone for a while, and so it's just been pretty crazy in our office. We are still doing quite a few birth and marriages for driver's license, so they can get that star on their license, and just trying to get through the day and get everything done, and that's about it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yep.
I have Chris Lee back on here. I had him reconnect with a land phone, so you want to try this again?
Chris Lee, Conservation, want to take another shot at it?
Yeah, let's try that. Is that any better?
That is better.
Okay. Sorry about that. This is my first day attending these online meetings from my office. Normally I'm sitting at home, so on my personal computer, so apparently something different. But anyway, I was saying that summer camps sign up is open now for our summer camps through our nature center. We have scaled those back quite a bit in light of all the COVID issues. We've reduced capacity and scaled back a lot of the camps. We're only holding about half the camps that we normally would, simply to give us time to keep the facility clean. We will be hosting almost all of them, with the exception of a couple. We'll be at Stars Cave Nature Center and the park there. A couple of them will be up at Big Hollow, though. So that sign up opened today for anybody who wants to get their kids signed up for summer camp. Those do fill up quick, so I would suggest getting on that rather quickly. Our parks are staying real busy. Our campgrounds are still real popular. Big Hollow campground is full usually by Wednesday, maybe by Thursday. Had a really nice write-up about our camp host in Sunday's paper, the unofficial mayor of Big Hollow. I thought that was kind of neat. And then last thing is one of our park rangers has tendered his resignation, so we do have a park ranger position open that is posted on our website. You can find information about that there. And that is all I had for today.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks for calling back.
You bet.
That's all I got.
Okay, I didn't miss anybody, did I? Okay. COVID-19 update. I guess all is like, I'd like to think. We sort of went through that. Things seem to be going okay for as well as could be expected for Des Moines County and the rest of the state. I'd like to thank Krista Pogemiller and Gina Harden and Tammy. What's your name from the
Shipman?
Tammy Shipman from Great River. So you guys have been great. I see we've got an emergency operations center meeting again this afternoon, but we're down to one of those a week. So thank you. Thank you. You guys are doing a great job. And I know it isn't as easy as it looks to me.
It's been great working with emergency operations in the hospital. Everybody's worked really well together. And again, I want to thank Community Healthcare Partners as well, because even the different doctor's offices and things have been very cooperative as far as, you know, really helping us out when we've had, either needed some testing or had questions regarding patients and stuff. So it's been great. Everybody's worked real well together.
Okay. Thank you. Correspondence.
Sheriff Johnson just walked in, if you'd like.
We'll catch Sheriff Johnson if you can entice him in here.
What's up?
Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
I don't really have anything to add.
Things seem to be going out okay out the jail.
Yeah, things well.
Getting some of those people headed toward the state.
Yeah, our population is down, which is a good thing. So, but we're picky about who we bring in. We have to be. So we're still in, full COVID mode. So we're being careful, so and trying to get everybody out as we can. So
that's but, you whenever you've got that many people all locked up together.
Been really careful. Doug's done, Doug and Coulter have done a great job, and that staff out there keeping an eye on things, so hopefully we'll get through. All's good. Our fingers crossed, Jerry.
Good to hear. Thank you. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No.
I don't. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $957,701.08.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $2,150.86.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee for the Abbott wedding. Barn on Irish Ridge Road for July 2nd.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have approval of the letters of appointment for all county employees from each department. Each one of these needs to be stamped individually, I assume.
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of.
Sorry, I didn't look at my thing.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Move to approve all of them.
Second. Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We will stamp and initial those after the meeting. We have a lease for the Cottonwood Care Facility lease agreement. This is, I believe this is the same as it was previously, right?
Correct, this is the Cottonwood Care Facility lease agreement, building lease agreement's exactly the same as it has been for the last several years, so there was no changes on the lease agreement part. I think there will be some see a little bit of different changes with the services and whatnot they're doing there. April from Hope Haven is here if you have any questions about that end of it. But as far as the lease agreement, it's exactly the same as it has been.
What I heard there's been, is everybody in the, there's trouble staffing that right now. We were hoping that that would get addressed this year in the legislature, and I don't think it was. So, do you have a sort of a target date when you'd like that to be open?
Well, we were hoping we would open in July, but of the 13 positions that we need filled for that new program, we have 4 currently filled. So I think July is probably not looking good. But we're talking internally at Hope Haven at how we can do some more recruitment for employees across the board, not just for this program. So hopefully still before the end of summer, we'll be up and going.
Okay. For the new program, tell me if I'm wrong here, would be a dual diagnosis program. There's not one in the state right now. There used to be one at the Mount Pleasant Mental Health Institute. It was the only one in the state. Now it's closed. And that, as Ken told me once, he said, sometimes they call it co-occurrences. You have a substance abuse and a mental health problem, and that they're different. But dual diagnosis means that it's basically the same, it's treated as one. Is that sort of?
So we're partnering with ADS and with Young House here in town as our mental health and our substance use partners. They'll both offer a counselor on site, hopefully full time. And so rather than, like right now at ADS only addresses the substance use disorder. So what we would be doing at this new program that we've yet to name, so we'll just still call it the Cottonwood RCF right now, but then it'll have a different name eventually. We would be addressing both issues at the same time because they're occurring at the same time. There would still be, you know, separate counselors, each in their own discipline and working through it, but running groups together and working together on a care plan and a treatment plan so that we're addressing the whole person instead of just working in silos.
So in the past, like, people have had a mental health commitment and they'll address the mental health, and they've also had substance abuse commitment to address the substance, and sometimes it's been done separately, but addressing them both at the same time is a great approach. So and people have in the past had both mental health and substance abuse dual commitments, but this program probably won't, I don't know, require commitment so much as just being a program that addresses both the things, substance and mental health, at the same time. So it's a wonderful approach.
Are there age requirements on them or limitations?
They just have to be an adult, so over 18 or over.
But where do the younger than 18, where do they go?
I don't know if there's anything in the state for that. Hope Haven currently doesn't offer any 24-hour residential services for minors. It's a whole different licensing and certification, and we just don't address that part.
Thank you. I think that'll be a great service once it's available. So.
We're excited.
Good luck on finding employees as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Move to approve the contract for the care facility lease agreement.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Todd Deck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Okay, we have a Cottonwood Care Facility lease agreement. Renewal of that. I believe this is a little different. Since we pay for the utilities, the lease amount's gone up.
Yes, this is for the Cottonwood Crisis Stabilization Service lease agreement. This is for the other building. Everything's the same except for there is about a 3% raise in the rates. It's kind of been the same the last several years, and on kind of the difference between the two, we pay utilities and a lot of those things. So the utility increase rates have gone up last several years, so that's why we have the increase. Other than the increase in the rate, that part of it, the rest of it is exactly the same.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Thank you, Rodney. Resignation from the Des Moines County Board of Health. Krista Pogamiller. Dear Krista, after much deliberation, I have decided it is time for me to resign from my appointment on the Des Moines County Board of Public Health effective immediately. I am glad to have served in this role for the past 3.5 years and have enjoyed serving alongside other members of the board. However, I feel that my ability to effect change is stagnated. I think the board would greatly benefit from appointing someone with fresh ideas and a new perspective. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve. I wish you, the entire Des Moines County Public Health staff, and the Board of Health the best. Sincerely, Sarah Goff.
Move to accept.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
I'm sure tell Sarah we appreciate her time.
Yes.
Efforts.
Hello.
Okay, we have a personnel action for the auditor's office. We have Chandra Bleesner, a clerk one at 24-month step increase. The previous rate was $33,906.27. The new rate is $35,407.68.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
We have reports. We have the 2020 primary election post-election audit report. We have the general assistance monthly report. Close enough. The quarter's report of fees collected May 2020 and the recorder's report of fees collected May 2020. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review in person or electronically. We have minutes for the regular meeting of June 9th, 2020.
Approved.
Second.
Carrie?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I had a Board of Health meeting. I think that about it. I had a 8th judicial meeting, and what they went over the budgets looked pretty good for next year, but our halfway house in Tumwa. In Burlington, they've raised the daily rent up from $20 to $21 for to help with. They haven't raised it since 2008. But now in Tumwa, they had an outbreak at the processing plant where a lot of the inmates were working. So as soon as they found out the outbreak was there, they tested every one of them that worked there to make sure they didn't have COVID, and then they held them back. They wouldn't let them go to work, but they still give them credit for the working hours and that. So that was pretty good of them. They didn't have to do that, but they did. So that's all I had.
Thank you. I attended the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health and Disability Services Advisory and Governance Board meeting by Zoom. We approved the claims and provider contracts and discussed the COVID-19 effect on revenue and cash flow processes. And I literally walked out of a Grow Greater Burlington meeting in my car on Zoom for this meeting. And kind of discussion, they're going to be offering support to businesses that are affected by the COVID-19 and the effects of that, and reach out to minority businesses. And that's all I have.
I did have a rush meeting, but nothing happened. It just didn't shut anybody off or anything, so okay. Everything running smooth.
That's good. Public input. If anybody would like to make any comment or speak to the board with any questions, we will give you 2 minutes and wait for anybody to email us at boarddmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or to call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will wait 2 minutes to give everybody plenty of time if they wanted to call that number or email.
say something all at once. Kind of quiet.
I'm liking the weather. I'm thinking.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh.
Yeah, we should talk about that maybe. The screening that we're doing currently downstairs.
Sure.
Should we, so we're currently still screening. We've not had anyone that came in with temps. We went through the very first day 400 masks, but since then we've only gone through about 700 of them. So our traffic has definitely slowed down. And people are bringing in their own masks. I was down giving the Long Island break, and a good majority of the people that were coming in from the outside had their own masks with them. Which I guess we just need to know, you know, how long we're going to continue that, or think about that.
You guys think you want to continue that?
I think we talked about doing it this week and then reviewing it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see it addressed this week for sure.
Let's then review it next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that. You have enough masks, I think we call.
Yes, we do have masks. Yes.
Okay, so let's do another one. And yeah, maybe that'll help get that courthouse open a little. We haven't had anybody with a, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, and people have been very receptive. We ask them to wear a mask. We've not had anyone refusing to wear a mask. Like I said, a good majority of them now are bringing their own masks with them. So people have been being very conscientious.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Does that suit you, Bob?
Works for me. Works for the public.
Did the governor end up changing the gathering numbers?
They did. Actually, that was effective the 12th. On Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning, that actually changed. It says there's no number, that it can't be more than 10 people, as long as the gathering event maintains social distancing and hygiene and follows all the things to prevent COVID. I think it was kind of the verbiage. So.
This is selfish reason, are the playgrounds, I know the parks are open, but are playgrounds, or is that the city that has the playgrounds closed?
The city.
Are the playgrounds open yet? They are not.
The only thing that reopened was City Hall and Public Works.
Okay. This is. I'm going to throw this in a public comment. I think my grandchildren might be coming next weekend, and they're little. Anyway, they're 1 and 4. It's. I'm a little older than that. Is there anything open to take little kids to?
The Rexplex is open.
Is it?
As far as playgrounds, I don't think there are, but the rest
of the buy one and put it in your yard.
What?
Buy one and put it in your yard.
My wife might be doing that as we speak. I have no idea. I might be sleeping in the garage for all I know.
Don't you have any trees? Build a house. You're a construction man.
Okay, well, I was curious. Okay, well, if there's no other public comment, with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.